Dear Nikon Company representative, hello. My name is Grace Gonzalez. I tried reaching you through email, but I did not get a response back. I'm not sure if it went through or if I submitted the feedback right on your website. It's confusing. So now I'm sending you this letter along with this Nikon Coolpix 4800 digital camera. I work for the Peterson Property Management in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We manage properties all over the city, and my boss purchased this camera. Mr. Peterson assigned me the job of taking pictures of our new properties. He didn't say why, but I assumed it was insurance or something. It doesn't matter. What does matter is this camera's not working normally. It's really weird. I don't know how to say this, but I think this Nikon Coolpix digital camera is burning down houses. I know that sounds crazy, but hear me out. This camera is not right. Evil? Maybe? Like I said, my boss asked me to take pictures of her properties. So I went out to this property in Atrisco. It's a junk lot. That's what we call them in the office. There's like a couple of buildings on the property. Both are condemned. I don't know if they're like officially condemned. Like the city hasn't put up any signs. Or maybe we're supposed to do that. I'm not sure. I'm new here. Anyways, all the windows and doors are mostly boarded up. The stucco cracked and peeling. The yard is overrun by weeds. Anyways, I took this picture from my boss and thought nothing else of it. Until the next week, when a crazy thing happened and one of the houses on the property burnt down. I saw the fire, so I'm driving down Atrisco and I see all these fire trucks rushing ahead of me. Then I notice this billowing black smoke reaching into the sky ahead of us. And I see the tips of the yellow-orange flames dancing on top of an old rickety fence. And as we get closer, I realize that this old rickety burning fence is our old rickety burning fence. And the building behind it, which is also engulfed in flames, is Peterson property. It was the back house to the property I was at a week prior. The one I took a picture of with your Nikon Coolpix 4800 digital camera. Now I know how that sounds. It sounds crazy. And I didn't think anything of it at first. I'm not dumb. Sometimes people break into abandoned homes, kids, gangs, cultists. It happens. We often find junk lots being occupied by squatters. So of course, I think that's probably what it is. That or maybe Mr. Peterson is up to some shady business like insurance fraud or something. I don't think he'd do that. Anyways, Mr. Peterson sends me down to the property to take pictures of the damage. The entire house is burnt to a crisp. I don't even remember seeing this house when I first visited the property, but I looked back at the pictures on my digital camera and it's right there. Now all that's left is melted plastic. I didn't like being there. Something felt off. So I took some pictures and went back to the office. Pictures are included. The next day, we got a call. The other house on the property had burnt down too. This was more than just a coincidence. Julio had even gone to the property and checked to make sure that no one else was getting inside. Mr. Peterson asked me to stay late after work that day. He said he needed to talk to me. I was so worried. Like, did he think that I burnt down the houses? Finally, he got off a long phone call on his BlackBerry and he called me into his office. He told me, "This is terrible, Grace. This freaking insurance company is jamming me. They're gonna jack up our rates. I need those freaking pictures. They want them in email." So I stayed even later after work. I plugged my Nikon Coolpix digital camera into my work computer and started downloading the pictures of the Atrisco property. While I waited for the pictures to download, I started working on my blog, Dressed to Depress. I've been blogging since high school. I mostly publish poetry and photography. The pictures took a long time to upload, but I finally sent the email to the insurance people. By then, I had almost finished my blog post. All I needed was a picture from home. There's this doghouse in my backyard. It's not mine. I don't have a dog. But one of the previous owners did. And his name was Cheese. Not the owner. The dog's name was Cheese. It's all abandoned and filled with cobwebs. So sad. So I wrote this poem about it for my blogger. And I took pictures of Cheese's doghouse with this Coolpix 4800 digital camera. And lo and behold, I'm woken up in the middle of the night to the smell of smoke. I rushed to the back door, threw it open in a panic, and discovered Cheese's doghouse lit up like a candle in the blackness of night. I'm freaking out. There's absolutely something wrong with this digital camera. It is causing buildings to catch fire. I don't know how, but I know it. Seen it firsthand. How can you explain the doghouse? I'm not wrong. This Nikon Coolpix 6600 digital camera is lighting buildings on fire. I had to prove it. The next day, I went back to the Peterson property because there is another small building on the property. I don't remember seeing it when I was down there, but sure enough, it's in the background of this picture I took with my Nikon Coolpix digital camera. A small one-bedroom unit. Julio did a really good job boarding these buildings up, but I was still able to get the front door open. There's like a couple of trash bags, some of the roof is coming in, and it looks like there's been a leak eating the ceiling. I take out the Nikon camera and I start taking pictures. Partly because it's dark and the flash helps me see more of the room. But there was another part of me that just felt desire. Desire to ignite, to prove my point, to see it happen, to watch the fire. And I'm flashing and flashing, and in between the bursts of darkness, I start to make something out. These shadowy ghouls are crawling around the old gas stove in the kitchenette. They were dancing for me, encouraging me, guiding me. I don't remember bringing a lighter. All I remember were the flames dancing around the stove, and the thick smoke filling the room, and running out of the casita and watching the building consumed by the flames in the view screen of my Nikon camera. I need you to take this Nikon Coolpix 4800 digital camera back so you can figure out what the hell is wrong with it. Seriously though, be careful. I would love to get a replacement camera, preferably one that doesn't light houses on fire. You can reach me by email if you need. My email is graciouskindness@aol.com. Kindest regards, Grace Gonzalez. March 14th, 1999.
El Campo Santo was made in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico by Blackout Theater Company. Our goal is to tell the stories of New Mexico on stage, screen, and anywhere else you are. This podcast was made possible with generous support from the City of Albuquerque City Council Department of Arts and Culture, New Mexico Arts, and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. If you like this podcast, you should check out our season one of El Campo Santo. If you would like to learn more about our plays and any other works, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.